The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Owen McGee is with me, the financial advisor, broadcaster and columnist. He is hitting the road in January. Live shows are coming to Limerick and Dublin, and we will tell people about them in just a moment. But has your financial advice changed from this time yesterday? Well, not this time, from early morning yesterday, post-budget.
My financial advice hasn't changed because nothing has changed for anyone really, right? Like, it's more of the same. But and I think that's a really important thing that we need to recognise. Like, we all have got accustomed to and used to tax bans going up in particular, right? So the reality is now they're staying the same. And we expect that we're going to have inflation or wage inflation of about 4.5-5% this year. So that means the pay rise that you might or are hoping to get, you're not going to get as much of it as you thought you were going to get because the tax bans have stayed the same. And that means the definition of insanity is that you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you are going to get a different result. And that different result is going to be worse than where you were this time last year because the tax bans are staying the same and prices are going up and you're not going to have the same money that you had before. So you need to be a bit smarter and wiser about what's important to you, what's not important to you, and just prioritising.
What has the nature of your advice changed over the years, or are the fundamentals always the same?
The fundamentals are always the same. Like I was actually talking to someone about this earlier on, and I was saying there's a lot of crossover. Like, Instagram's a great thing for giving you crossover and insight in other industries, right? And ultimately, if you look at the like PTs for some reason, these trainers,
yeah,
these guys and girls, they're very good at getting their message across. So their messages can be, oh yeah, do a like don't eat breakfast 7 days a week, and you're going to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
And that's...
And you'll be miserable.
Yeah, and you'll be miserable. And it's the same thing. Like, some people do really well with the block out of money. I'm not going to spend money for 24 hours or 48 hours and a no-spend day and do all these things. And if these things work for you, that's great. But ultimately, it doesn't matter what way you break it down. When the PTs talk about it, they say, you want to lose weight, you have to go into a calorie deficit. You need to eat less than what you consume. You need to burn more energy than the amount that you actually consume, right? And it's the exact same with money. You either need to earn more money or spend less money, but your spending needs to be less than what your earnings are. And if it's not, you are either on a treadmill or you're going to go in reverse. And you need to address one or the other. Some people are lucky enough that they control their income and they can do a little bit of extra work and get a little bit of extra money, or they can do a side gig, or they can get a promotion. But most people, it comes back to expenditure.
Has the nature of the questions then that you've had to field changed or evolved over the years?
It does, and it's not even over the years, Kieran. Like, if we follow each other on Instagram, but on Saturday, I don't know if you've ever copped it, right? But I put up a question box on a Saturday morning, right? And I call it, it's Q&A day, right? And Q&A day is a great kind of platform, particularly for the Irish society, right? Because we're a country that really loves to talk about money, but not about our own. We don't want to talk about our own money to anybody. And what that platform provides is I stick up a question box. Someone gets to ask a question. Everybody else gets to see the question. Everybody else gets to see the answer. But the person still remains anonymous. Nobody can see who asked the question. So it's perfect medium for what we're trying to achieve there, what I'm trying to achieve, which is getting a country that doesn't talk about money talking about money. And what I would find is the questions tend to be changing from time to time. Sometimes it's a case of, I'm really, particularly in the middle of inflation and the really high inflation, it was like, I just have far too much month left at the end of my money. How do I get my money to stretch to the end of the month? And what am I doing wrong? And it's very focused on that. Strangely enough, in the last 2 weeks, and maybe it's good advertising or good campaign out there, auto-enrolment is a big thing that's coming in a lot on the questions.
Okay,
because that's coming at us in January and it's going to happen, and it's been pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. But
is what's precipitating those questions, I wonder, because this is just anecdote as evidence, but in this company, we've all started to get the emails and there's meetings happening and there's briefings for staff because it's coming in January. And I wonder, that's probably happening in lots of companies, therefore the questions.
The questions, and it is, and the questions breed the other questions, and then people get confused and they don't know where to turn, and then I stick up a Q&A box on a Saturday and I get the question. And you know what? That's it's a real great for me, from a pulse of what's going on in people's minds at the moment. And I know it's a kind of a biased pulse because you're following a financial planner because you want to get financial advice and you want to get free tippets and everything else, but still a good idea of what's on people's minds at the moment. And the inflation thing was a big thing, but then investing comes down to it as well. Like, you'd be surprised. We have 163 billion euro sitting on deposit right now. That's just bank accounts, and it's just people of Ireland. It's not the companies, it's just the people of Ireland. And the reality is, I would suggest about 100 to 110 of that shouldn't be there. Right, you need to apply the five-year rule to your money. So the five-year rule is, if you have money sitting in your bank account, credit union or on post that you don't need in the next 5 years, get it out of there and get it invested.
Mm.
And people, oh, investing, is that not scary? It's only scary if you don't understand it. And you only don't understand it because nobody has ever explained it to you properly, right? And those questions come up quite a bit. I'll give you a bit of maths, actually, because it doesn't matter if you have kids or not, right? €140 a month is what the child benefit has to be, but this is just maths, right?
Yeah.
But one of the mistakes I would often see people coming to me, oh, yeah, I just had the new baby, we're all very happy, we've £140 a month. We're lucky enough that we don't need it right now. Mm. And we'd like to put it away for little Johnny or little Mary for college. And the biggest mistake you see happening is that people put it in on post or credit union or a short term vehicle. 18 years is a long term goal. You don't use a short term vehicle for a long term goal. You put €140 a month away for 18 years and you get 1% interest. Let's ignore tax on this. It's going to turn into €33,000. You put it away in a no brainer 60-40 portfolio and it's going to turn into €44,000. Right. Now, college, about €13,305 per child per year. Right. So let's just round that off to 50 grand.
Yeah.
The 33 grand's not going near it. The 44 grand is getting closer. One of the things I did just before back to college a couple of months ago, before people were going back to college, is I looked at and I picked a fund that was available 18 years ago and I did the maths and I said, what would you have come out with today? And it was €66,000. Same money, being used in a very different way, getting a very different result. And now all of a sudden, little Johnny or little Mary have got college covered.
And is that the most fundamental mistake that most people in this country make, is that we just don't think about our money being able to work for us? That we just have old fashioned, maybe traditional conservative attitudes to money, that the safest place to put it is in my local bank into a deposit account and just leave it there.
The biggest mistake that we make as a country is, we work hard for our money, but we don't have our money working hard for us. It comes down to that. And we do it sometimes, let's be fair, we do it out of fear. I don't understand how that works, so I'm not going to do it. And there is a stat, and I've quoted it lots of times before. People who have a financial planner, and you're going to say, you would say this, you're a financial planner, all right? But people who have a financial planner have 2.5 times the net worth of people who don't when they retire. Let that sink in for 2.5 times. Now, that could be because when they looked for a financial planner, they had a bit of net worth to start with.
Yeah, there's maybe a slight bias in the nature of people going to financial planners.
It could be that the financial planner was wonderful, told them all the right things to do. Yeah, there's a bit of, we can dilute that one as well, right? But you know what I think it is? I think it's accountability, right? And if you're not going to engage with a financial planner or a financial advisor, be accountable to whether it's your spouse or somebody else or your best mate, and the two of you be accountable to each other. And the best thing you can do for your finances is sit down at some stage in the next week and write down everything you own, owe, earn and spend.
Well, you can follow Owen on socials, as he says, and he'll answer all of these questions and more every Saturday with his little Q&A box. He's always offering advice. And the live shows I mention is How to Tackle Your Finances. It's going to be live at the Lime Tree Theatre in Limerick on the 20th of January and the Helix in Dublin on the 29th of January. Owen, thanks a million for coming into us.
Kieran, thanks.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.